Poor visibility is suspected in the crash of an Air Philippines plane on an island in the southern Philippines. All 131 people aboard the Boeing 737-200 were killed, making this the worst air disaster in the country's history. Pilots did not report any problems before the airliner crashed and disintegrated in a ball of flames as it was attempting to land. Reporter John McClain is in Manila. No indications of trouble or authorities saying anything about the cause of the crash?
So far, they have no solid leads. It appears that although there was low cloud covering the island where the plane crashed, the weather for flying was generally good in the area. There have been reports from some eyewitnesses that they saw smoke coming from the aircraft shortly before it hit the ground, but these accounts have yet to be confirmed. Investigators are sifting through the wreckage at the moment. They'll, of course, be looking for the all-important black box recorders.
Did the plane crash in its only approach to the airport?
Yes, the aircraft, it appears, had been asked to circle for a while because there was another aircraft on the runway of Davao Airport. This isn't a particularly strange maneuver in civil aviation anywhere in the world. There was no indication from the pilot that anything was wrong. He said he was on his final approach, and then all of a sudden contact was lost.
Maybe the weather got worse during the delay.
That is certainly a possibility, and that's one angle that the investigators will be looking at. At the moment, they're not ruling out anything. They're not ruling out mechanical failure. They're not ruling out pilot error. They still believe that weather might have played a part in the crash, but as yet, they're sure of nothing.
How's the maintenance record of the plane?
The aircraft was checked before it departed from Manila, and everything is supposed to have been okay. Now, the record of domestic airlines generally in the Philippines is the subject of some suspicion. When the domestic air travel industry was deregulated in the mid-90s, a number of small airlines, including Air Philippines, sprung up to compete on domestic routes. And since then, almost all of them have been grounded at one time or another because of concerns about their safety.
Now, this is the second transportation disaster in the Philippines this week.
Certainly, earlier this week, ferry boat in the southern Philippines sank with a loss of more than 140 lives. They're still searching for bodies. The Philippines' record on safety has not been very good over the past few years generally. Until now, the worst air crash was also in the southern Philippines in 1998 when a DC-9 belonging to Cebu Pacific Airways crashed into a mountainside, killing all 104 people aboard. Cebu Pacific is another of these new airlines that started to compete in the market at the same time as Air Philippines.
Reporter John McClain in Manila.